Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
The place will remove that man. There will be no outbursts allowed in this committee, either for or against the nominee.
There is a strong tradition of social justice in the Catholic Church that had a profound influence on me.
He'll try to reach common ground on issues they both agree on, not on issues important to the Catholic Church, such as the life issues and embryonic stem cell research and the family.
The great Western heresy that we can be saved as individuals. That any of us alone can be in right relationship with God.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
When you think about the abundant life, you think about the good life, don't you? I mean, you think about the American dream. Admit it. We all do. We think about having enough money in the bank. Everyone in our lives is healthy and generally well-adjusted. We think about having a good job and a bright future. And contentment, those kinds of things. Is that what Jesus meant when he said, I came that they might have life and have it in abundance? There are Christians who will tell you, yes, that's exactly what Jesus meant. And yet the Bible seems to speak a different word there when it comes to the life that is abundant that comes from Jesus Christ. Now, who would deny that St. Paul was a recipient of that abundant life? And look at that life. Would you put yourself in St. Paul's shoes for a single day, given what he had to put up with? Or is he the exception? We're going to talk about a Christian view of the abundant life. Dr. James Lamb joins us here for the first 10 minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We are coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 15th of July. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. After our short conversation with Dr. James Lamb of Lutherans for Life, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will join us to talk about spiritual warfare. There have been a spate of books out in Christian publishing about spiritual warfare. Creepy stuff, kind of scary stuff, in fact. Has Christians looking for demons and devils under every bed, behind the couch, hiding in the curtains? Well, there is certainly a biblical view of spiritual warfare, if not this kind of paranormal obsession that passes for spiritual warfare in Christian circles. What in the world is it? In the second hour of the program, Pastor Sean Cumb joins us. He's served as a guest chaplain to the U.S. House of Representatives late last month and delivered an opening prayer there. We'll talk about what it's like to deliver an opening prayer at the U.S. House of Representatives. A little later in that hour, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris will be our guest. We'll talk about a new survey on cohabitation. If you cohabit, you're more likely to divorce if, in fact, you marry at all. And then we'll do a sermon review here on Issues Etc. Pastor Will Whedon, a regular guest, preached a sermon on evangelism, of all things. We'll be listening to that sermon, reviewing it with you later in the second hour of Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Dr. James Lamb is a regular guest, executive director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa, and he's author of an article in the latest LifeDate newsletter titled The Abundant Life of Weakness. Dr. Lamb, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. It's good to be with you, as always.
How does a person's view of the proper place of suffering and weakness in the Christian life affect their views on other issues like end-of-life issues, beginning-of-life issues, abortion, things like that?
Well, the Christian has a different view because it's the view, as you mentioned in the intro, that flows from Scripture, a view that flows from Christ and His cross. So you're right, when the world thinks of the abundant life, and even we as Christians, we think of a life that's full of good things sometimes. But Scripture gives us a view of the abundant life as a life through which God can reveal his goodness. We think of weakness as the opposite of strength, where the Christian view can see weakness as a vehicle through which strength can be made known. And that's certainly what Paul learned in 2 Corinthians 12, and that's verse 8 is the verses there that I base this little article on, where Paul, as we know, had this thorn in the flesh, and he asked God to remove it three times. And we all know God's answer, "My grace is sufficient for you." But sometimes we stop there and we don't go on with that verse where the Lord says to him, "For my power is made perfect in weakness." His power can be seen and shown through weakness. And we know that Paul got that message because he goes on and it's like he's saying, "Bring on the weaknesses then." He says, "I'll boast all more gladly in my weaknesses so that through my weaknesses," Paul is saying, "the power of Christ may rest upon me." So when a Christian is confronted with some of these difficult life issues that you mentioned, they can look at these sufferings, these struggles, as a means through which God's power can be made known. And actually, as we look at the cross, there we find the assurance that we do have a God who works through suffering, who brings great blessing through suffering. And it's through that perspective that we have an entirely different view then of these various weighty issues.
Okay, so it so often is a fear of suffering or maybe mere inconvenience when it comes to the decision that a woman might take to have an abortion. Or at the end of life, no one wants to see their loved ones, their parents, their grandparents, suffer in a hospital bed or a nursing home bed. So how does Scripture's teaching, in particular that of Christ, reorient our view of those things that are so hard to contemplate or to watch?
Well, we look at them through a different lens. I mean, by nature, we're going to look at these things through the lens of our human nature and through the lens of that we don't want to have this kind of suffering in our lives. We might look through it a lens that say, "Well, I must have done something wrong. God is punishing me." What the Scripture would have us do is look at these things through the lens of the cross, where the cross helps us focus on the fact that God is at work in and through even the sufferings of our lives. Certainly, we can all join Paul in praying, "You know, remove this thorn from me." There's nothing wrong with that. But when the thorn is not removed, then we rely upon this wonderful grace that was sufficient for Paul, and we rely upon the promise that he is at work in and through these things in our lives, and that he can turn them for good and bring blessings from them. So it's a view through the cross. It's living our lives under that and trusting that God is at work.
This is very personal for you, Dr. Lamb. I know it is because several years ago we were speaking together at a conference and you mentioned to the group you were speaking to, and I know this is common knowledge, that you had been diagnosed with a condition that most people think it's one of those things I never want to get. Talk about that for about a minute, if you would.
Sure. Yes, I have MS, multiple sclerosis. I have the remitting recurring kind, not the progressive kind, so my symptoms come and go. And certainly there are times when I feel just like Paul. God, I could probably sure do more and do better if I didn't have to deal with this weakness in my leg today, or if I didn't have to deal with the problem of not being able to concentrate because of whatever's going on today, or to deal with depression that sometimes goes along with this disease. But I understand and I trust that God can be at work, and I've seen him be at work in my in my weaknesses, and that his power has come through. There are some times when I'm just really fatigued, and I don't think I've done a good job, but people respond, and I know that God was working. And also when it comes to possible cure for this disease, and that's one of the diseases that those who believe in embryonic stem cell research put forth. If you allow research with on embryos, we might be able to cure this disease. As much as I'd love a cure for this disease that I have, I would not want that cure to come at the expense of the death of another human being.
Dr. Lam, we're very excited to announce that we're going to be doing our first live remote broadcast since the cancellation of Issues, etc., more than a year ago, right from the National Lutherans for Life Conference late next week in St. Louis. I thank you very much for welcoming us there, and we're looking forward to talking with you and all of the great people you're going to have there at that conference.
Yes, we have some good speakers lined up, and we're happy that you're going to be there, and we hope that all the listeners who tune in online will tune in for that on Friday, July 24th, beginning around 3 o'clock, I think, is what Jeff was telling me. So.
Very good. You got our schedule correct. You can find out more about the Lutherans for Life annual conference. It's July the 24th and 25th at the Doubletree Westport in St. Louis. Go to the on-demand section of our website, issuesetc.org, and we hope to see you there. Dr. James Lam is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life based in Nevada, Iowa, author of an article in the latest LifeDate newsletter titled The Abundant Life of Weakness. Dr. Lam, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. There are a lot of popular books out there, videos, DVDs about spiritual warfare, what it is and how to wage it. I'll kind of tip my hand here. Most of it is nonsense. We'll talk about true scriptural spiritual warfare with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller right after this.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Are you looking for a church where you can receive the gifts of God in the gospel and the sacraments and in the church's historic worship with lively music? Then come to Hope Lutheran Church in South St. Louis. We're located on the corner of Brannan and Neosho Streets at 5218 Neosho. You can also reach us on the World Wide Web at www.hopelutheranstl.org and give us a call at 314-352-0014. There is hope in St. Louis.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on the importance of Issues, Etc.
Issues, Etc. is in the forefront of that movement. In the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues, Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.